Those little TV monitors you watch on the back of airplane seats may be on the way out. Many airlines are now planning to phase them out, choosing instead to stream movies and TV shows directly to your electronic device. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. He's in New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's behind this move?
What's behind this? Well, American Airlines is leading the charge on this change, and they sent a memo out to employees, and they said more and more passengers are traveling with their own personal devices. Seems pretty obvious, and the metric they've got is that 90% of passengers already bring their own device and screen with them, allow people to connect to the Wi-Fi system, and then they can stream from Netflix and from other services. And then if you want to be able to surf the web even more, then you can buy an upgraded package. It'll be free for certain things, the access to the Wi-Fi on your own device, but then you're going to have to pay a little extra if you want to be streaming from your own services.
And when is this likely to happen?
Well, American Airlines just ordered a new fleet of Boeing 737s, and they're expecting delivery on those later this year. And those new planes not going to have the seatback entertainment screens that you're used to.
It's interesting because American Airlines has a lot of new planes already that just put in these TV screens. So I guess it's a pretty quick turnaround on that. What does it mean for airlines? Are they going to save money if they don't have to install those monitors?
Yes, indeed. I mean, these screens, believe it or not, can cost as much as $10,000. You could buy a really nice flat screen for your home for $10,000, a huge one.
Or for a lot less than that even. Yeah, right.
Imagine what you get for $10,000. And it's, it typically actually costs about $3 million to outfit an entire plane. Plus, these things carry weight, and weight over long term adds up in terms of fuel costs. The more weight you're extra weight you're carrying, the more fuel you're burning.
But anybody who has ever used Wi-Fi on a plane knows that it isn't always reliable. Do they think they're going to be able to manage all those people using their devices and streaming movies and TV shows?
Apparently so. And I mean, the airlines are upgrading their satellite internet. And I mean, I've noticed myself that it's been improving over the years. And now it's not bad. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether they can handle that capacity. I'm not sure that we've really seen that truly tested when you've got a plane full of people who are on Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, another thing that airlines are phasing out or bringing back in this case, Delta bringing something back, free meals on long economy class flights. Tell us about that. Since 2001, they got rid of free meals in economy.
That's right. I mean, and if finally we are able to bring you news that you're getting something back, not taking away something, not taking away your right to bring even hand baggage on board. I mean, it's really been a rough stretch for passengers. But yeah, on Delta, long U.S. flights, they're bringing back on some of these long haul routes, 12 of them on Delta. They're bringing back meals. They did some polling and they did some sort of focus group testing on certain routes. And the data that came back to them, the polling that came back to them showed that people love them. And so it can be a competitive advantage to get people to buy a Delta ticket versus one of their competitors. And so it's likely, according to analysts, that other airlines are going to follow suit. You know, it's always like, if something works on one airline, they'll bring it back.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.